Oh man, Dave, how you feeling after that cannonball run up to Ontario?
Not only up, but up and back. I'm feeling probably better than you are, since you did the driving and I did the navigating. But I'm tired, but it's a good tired, because that was freaking awesome.
Yeah, that show is off the rails, man.
Unbelievable.
So much stuff to see and so short a time to do it.
Yep.
Well, clearly we enjoyed that. HeritageCon 15 in Hamilton, Ontario, hosted by the Hamilton Club there at the Canadian Warplane Heritage Museum in Hamilton, Ontario.
It's been said that that is the largest one-day model show in North America, and it absolutely is. I mean, you know your model show's a success when the fire marshal shows up and says you can't let any more people into this building until some leave, and that's when you've got 2,600 people in the building, which was luckily a huge hangar that houses the museum and the museum facilities. It was fantastic.
Well, Dave, speaking of people, out of that 2,600, I've got a short list of about 14 or 15. Often on Plastic Model Mojo, we'll hit a tangent every now and then about how it's all about the people in this hobby. And sometimes it may come across as cliche. I hope not, because it's sincere.
It's true.
It is true. And I want to make a point that with this show, I just want to reemphasize that. And with a little icing on top and maybe even a cherry. At the start of January 2020, when we first launched Plastic Model Mojo, of the people on this list that I have tonight, we knew absolutely zero of them.
And as far as I know, I'm not sure we were even aware that HeritageCon existed. We may have heard, you know, oh, there's a contest in Canada, but there was zero awareness.
And, you know, how good can it be for that kind of drive? Because that's the kind of drive we're taking to our biggest thing down here is the IPMS National Convention. And that's a pretty good slog to that sometimes.
Exactly.
And we know what to expect there. So not knowing what to expect, folks, I tell you, if you can get up to this thing next year, HeritageCon 16, if you're in a commutable distance, you really ought to think about going.
And you need to, when you think about commutable distance, we did 9.5 hours each way, and I'm pretty sure neither Mike or I regret one single minute of it. So
no,
commutable distance is if you can get there.
And you don't have to drive. There are plenty of other ways to get there.
True enough.
Several airports there you could fly into. Toronto, Buffalo. Would be good. I think anyone who has not considered it, and we would never have considered it. I really don't think we would have, Dave.
No, there is no way.
One day, that long to go one day. But you know why we did it? It was because all the people along the way.
Absolutely.
Well, the first group, Dave, I want to shout out is our main points of contact with the IPMS Hamilton Club. That would be Ian Fraser, Adam Murrell, and Duncan Young. They kept checking in on us from time to time to see if we were coming and telling us what we could expect. And they sure delivered. Just some wonderful hospitality. It was a real joy to finally meet those guys face to face.
Yes. And folks, you know, it's kind of cliche that Canadians are nice people and they're really polite and really welcoming. Man, I'm telling you what, these guys fit the bill and more. They made Mike and I feel really, really welcome. And guys, you all deserve a giant pat on the back, because you all pulled off something that was just flat amazing.
I mean, they had some t-shirts for us. Sunday evening after close of the event, we all went to dinner, and you know, we really appreciate the tab for that being picked up. That was completely unexpected.
Yes.
And then after that, Ian Fraser actually came back to the dojo, our little headquarters Airbnb we had rented for the weekend, and had some fun there with us hanging out. And
yeah, we got to share a little high quality bourbon, some nice beer.
We did. And he also gave us a nice bottle of Canadian whiskey.
Yes, he did.
So guys, great job. You asked what we thought, and I hope we told you. And you asked if we would be likely to come back, and I think that's a resounding yes.
Oh God, yeah. This is now on the permanent, I have to do it every year, if at all humanly possible, list. Because the buzz is second only to the buzz I get from a 4-day national. And to cram that into a single show day is just amazing.
Well, the second group of folks I want to shout out is a bunch of other folks we didn't know. Like I said, a grand total of zero are folks we knew before we ever got into podcasting, Dave. I want to give shout out to our friends from up Ottawa way, Ian McCauley and Chris Wallace, Mr. Model Airplane Maker, and Evan McCallum, Panzermeister 36. Chris took care of the reservations for us, and it was nice to meet Ian face to face. Now he's a moderator over at the Dojo Facebook group, and Evan's been our guest a few times, and we've gotten to know him over the years, last couple of years. And guys, it was wonderful sharing the house with you guys, and thank you, Chris, for arranging it, and look forward to what we can pull off next year.
And Chris, I'm really enjoying the Creemore that you brought. I brought a few back with me, and I'm drinking one right now, and it's fantastic. It was great to hang out with Evan. It always is. The youthful energy that he's got for this hobby is just fantastic. He's also funny as heck. We got to meet his lovely fiance, Gabby, and she is absolutely adorable. Got to have breakfast with both of them before we left on Monday. You know what, Mike? We hate to sound maudlin or anything, but we're the luckiest people on the face of the planet. This was great.
Well, the Airbnb served as the plastic model dojo for the weekend, and we had some other folks coming around.
Yes.
Bruce Worrell, who we met at Nats in Omaha, also from, I think he's from a little further up than Ottawa.
Yeah. Well, and since Gabby was with Evan, Bruce was freed up from his watching over Evan duties.
Well, Bruce is Bruce the Model Noob on Facebook and YouTube. And it's always fun, Bruce. Bruce made a delivery for me. I'd bought a kit from a collection they were picking over up there that I was looking for. And I paid him quite some time ago. And when we did it, we thought we were going to be waiting till San Marcos and the IPMS National Convention. But since we came up to Heritage Con, he brought that down. Appreciate that, Bruce. Nice to see you again.
Yep.
In addition, Darren Cook from the Model Geeks was there with his lovely wife. And he hung out with us a couple of nights there at the dojo, went to dinner with us on the last night. Just a real good time.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It was really fun to sit down long form. Now, we had done this some at Omaha, but it was nice to just sit down and talk models, talk modeling, talk a little podcasting. It's fantastic. And he was great. We got to serve him some very good bourbon. And he got to tell us some very good stories, and that's always a great exchange.
Well, on the Canadian front, and I think Bruce was the common link there. Mr. Luftraum 72, Chris Sieber, came over the first night, and yep. That was really fun because we got to sit there on the couches and talk about his approach to painting model aircraft, his 72nd skill, phenomenal builds and paint jobs. And, you know, a lot of this, he did a presentation at Heritage Con on Sunday, but we got a little preview of that and heard a lot of the same information firsthand. And that was really neat.
It was a fantastic experience. First of all, Chris is an amazing modeler. But it was great to sit and talk to him about what his background is. Graphic design, by the way, is the answer. And that makes perfect sense when you then look at his stuff and the artistic talent that obviously led him to graphic design in the first place comes through. And we were able to sit there basically almost one-on-one, a small group, and pick his brain about where he started, where he is, you know, took time off for modeling, came back to it, who his inspirations were, and, you know, his approach to different things. And just to be able to sit there almost like a Q&A or an interview and ask him questions as they occurred, it was that was an amazing opportunity. And I really, really enjoyed that. I, like I said, you know, after we were done at 1 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, I apologize for sitting there picking his brain, but it was so darn interesting. Couldn't help it.
I did the math. I spent more time driving the car than I actually got sleep.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And that was almost a 2-to-1
yeah.
ratio.
Yep.
Well, his presentation at HeritageCon was very good as well. We all learned some things about the different types of oil paint that, embarrassingly, none of us really knew.
Yes, absolutely.
And I want to back up one more time back to Darren. It was great to have a representative of the Model Geeks there, and it was nice to meet your wife, Darren. And we wish you all the success with PaxCon coming up in the fall of this year.
Absolutely.
And finally, at the dojo and at the show, was a surprise. Derek Post,
yes,
showed up. Now, because I'd missed all the Facebook chatter that he decided to come there. I guess he kind of came on a lark. He was he's a pilot, and he was coming back on an overseas run, and yeah. just hopped a jet in Chicago, I think, and came over to Toronto, and then I guess he got a car and came over.
Yep. Well, the one advantage to being either an airline pilot or air crew is you have that ability. If everything else in your life is working right, and you can just jump on a non-rev here or there and do something like that. And we've interacted with Derek a bunch on the Facebook and stuff like that, but it was great to sit down at a dojo and hang around and get his takes on some of the stuff going on. It was just really fun to have the opportunity, not just to say hello, but to have long form conversation.
Well, you mentioned some, sharing of some good bourbon. I want to shout out Ian Bonner for, making that possible, because he's the one that dropped the Weller on you up at Columbus.
Yes.
And, you know, he actually went out to Commies Fest in Denver with the Plastic Posse podcast. But, Ian, you certainly had an impact on our HeritageCon experience, because some folks really liked that Weller. We shared that.
We shared it widely.
Judiciously, yes.
We shared that so that everybody could get a sample of what a really good bourbon tasted like. And, you were there in spirit, as it were.
Spirits. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, Dave, the last group I want to give some props to is the crew over at Scale Model Podcast. Stuart Clark, Jeff Hyland, Terry Measley, Anthony Goodman. Again, we'd never met any of those folks face-to-face yet.
Yeah.
They had secured an additional table and graciously shared that with us to set up our table runner. And, you know, we didn't do any recording at the show. One, we didn't have a lot of time because we burned a couple hours and change listening to both Chris Sieber's seminar and Evan McCallum's seminar. And we don't regret that at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, this was their turf. So we did a spot on their show, and I just felt that was fine. That was good enough for us.
Oh, absolutely. This experience was, in many ways, the actual show was overwhelming, and there were so many people that we had interacted with that were at the show, but we had never talked to them in person before, so we were constantly running from hither and yon, and then you wanted to look at the models, and there were 1,003 of them, and the aisles were crowded, and so, you know, you took an opportunity if a space opened up, got to see Barry Numerick up there and interact with him. I wanted to interact more with him, but I don't think until the show ended and we went out to dinner, I don't think I really caught my breath the whole day.
Well, you're going to get a chance to see Terry Measley and Anthony Goodman at WonderFest, hopefully. I have to miss that, unfortunately, but hopefully you can return the hospitality, Dave.
I am hoping that I've got to coordinate with them to see when they're coming down and all, but the pool will be open by them, and I'm hoping that maybe they can come on over. We can have a cookout, hang around the pool, share some good modeling camaraderie, and have a good time.
And I just want to say, Jeff Howland's a hell of a modeler, man.
I couldn't limit it to one person.
What was that? It had the test engine on it.
He did a B-47 that was borrowed by the Canadians and put in Canadian markings, and they strapped an engine to the backside of the fuselage. It was used as a test bed to test that engine and develop it. And he did it. There's recently been a resin conversion for that released, but he did it before that. What he did was scratch built, and it was freaking amazing. It's beautiful in every respect.
Well, Dave, and finally, there's a lot more names we could put on here, but really there are just too many of them. It's all the Mojovians out there who showed up a commutable distance in the United States, or were right there in a commutable distance in Canada. Folks we just don't really get a chance to interact with because they're so far outside our region, so far outside our own borders. Man, we met a lot of people.
Yes. And some of them brought us beer.
That's right. Some of them brought us beer. All of them were gracious and very appreciative of what we're doing, and very encouraging as far as making me want to keep doing this, Dave. Not that I was ever thinking I would stop, but it made me realize that we're doing a decent job at this, and folks appreciate it, and we appreciate the feedback, and thanks for stopping by, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. The buzz was fantastic. And every time we interact with listeners at an event, it motivates us more to keep this up. There is one final shout out that I need to do, and that is to my brother, Todd, the retired Air Force officer, who graciously shuttled me back and forth up to Northern Kentucky so I could meet Mike and basically cut an hour off of both of our commutes. And, that was really helpful. He didn't have to do it, but he's the greatest brother in the world, and I couldn't ask for anything better. So thanks, Todd.
All right, Dave. That was a big time, man.
Yeah, it was a great time, but I'm ready to do it again.
Well, as we always say,
so many kits.
So little time, man. We'll see you shortly. 'Cause we got-